Today's shiur is Masechtah Svachim Daf Ayin Gimel. We will begin Be'ezer Hashem Yisbaruch on Daf Ayin Gimel Amud Aleph. Two lines from the top, the Tanya. In our previous shiur, the Gemara had introduced us to the concept of a dova shadaka limna, something that's sold by peace, does not become bottle. Now, when we had that discussion in the Gemara, the question that came up is, how is that defined? Is it defined something that is always sold by peace? But if it's something that's sometimes sold by peace and sometimes not sold by peace, it will be bottle? Or is it defined that it has to be something that's even sometimes sold by peace enough not to be bottle? And the Gemara teaches us this halacha. The Tanya, the Braisa, teaches us literally could see us a weight of a litra of figs that are dried of truma, that they're cut with a knife and put into such a round circle. Shadars api eigel, they had a round keli that they used to put this into, put the figs into, and press them together. What happened was that they have here figs that are chulin in a basket, and on top of those figs in the basket, they put in dried figs of truma. And at the beginning, we were able to identify which are the truma on top and which are the chulin on bottom. But now, this got mixed up with other pressed figs, and we don't know if any day basil eagle darsa. We don't know which is the cake of figs that this got pressed into. Or, apichavis, these figs that are truma were put on top of other figs, put it on top of a barrel. Any day beis a chavis darso. We don't know in which barrel do we find this truma. Apichaveris, or it's on top of some sort of a large basket. Any day beis a chaveris darso. We don't know where these figs find themselves. So we have a machloikis, what to do here. Rameya says that it is the opinion of Rebbe Lezer that since in every one of the barrels there's 100 chulin versus 1 liter of truma, so the halacha we discussed in our previous shiur, that the sheer bittel by truma to chulin is chulin to truma is 100 to 1, but here we have an issue that we have a basket full of figs, but it's not like we don't know where the truma figs are. We know that the truma figs are not in the bottom of the basket. We know that the truma figs are on the top of the basket. So the question is, can we take into consideration the figs on the bottom, or do we only look at the figs on top? We see all the figs that are on the top of the baskets, Kela and Prudus, as they're separated from the ones on the bottom. They're all together. V'tachtoinus malus esel yoinus. The Blazer says that even though we know that the problematic one is not mixed in, the halacha allows us to look as if the bottom ones are mixed together with the upper ones, and if we'll have the proper shear of 100 to 1, it will be bottom. That's the way most understand Rashi's opinion, that we're talking about each basket separately. There's another pshat that they want to suggest to Rashi, which is even more lenient. This pshat in Rashi suggests that we look at all the baskets, all the barrels, and all the figs, all of them mixed together. And if we mix them all together, then we'll have the proper shear. And that Rebbe Lezer even is so lenient to take that lenient approach. The Taisus explains that the reason these tainus are bottled is because we go back to what we mentioned at the beginning of the shiur. Since these are things that are sometimes sold by piece, but sometimes not, that's enough to make them bottle. So Tosfos asks a question that in our previous year, we learned that according to our mayor, anything that is usually sold by piece, not even always, is not bottle. And that's why Rav Meir took the position in our previous year that, for example, Chavile Tilson are not bottle because usually they're sold by piece. Another question, therefore, is why over here does Rav Meir take a more, why does he take here a more lenient opinion? So one teretz Tosfos suggests is that Rav Meir only said that by Yisur D'Oraisa. But Truma is indeed originally a D'Oraisa. But Truma B'Zan is a D'Rabbanan. That's why Rav Meir agrees that as long as it's not something that's sold always by piece, it could become bottle. Chavile, but in our previous year, we were talking about Kalei Kerem, which are also Midaraisa. And there, Ramea's opinion is that even if it's just usually sold by piece, it won't become bottle. The question, of course, in that is that, of course, Kalei Kerem are Midaraisa, but just like Truma is a Rabbanan Bezman Hazeh, so too are Kalei Kerem the Rabbanan Bezman Hazeh. So our question, or our point that we were trying to differentiate between the two, seems to fall away. So to that, Tosfos suggests that when we speak about Truma being the Rabbanan, there are two reasons why we consider it the Rabbanan. Number one, because as we just said, Truma Bezman Hazeh is the Rabbanan. Number two, besides the reason that Truma Bezman Hazeh is the Rabbanan, there's another consideration. And that is, even when Truma was in a place Midaraisa, it was never in place on fruit. And therefore, it's only Dog and Tirish V'Yitzer, which are Daraisa. So therefore, by Truma, it's two Drabonans, and here it's one Drabonan. Another pshat is that is indeed the difference maybe between Chavile Tilson and Litrik Tzius. Chavile Tilson, we'll have to say, is always sold by peace. Litrik Tzius is sometimes sold by peace. Another teretz is that Kalei HaKerem is more chomer than Truma, because Kalei HaKerem is also Bahanoa. So even though, as we just said a moment ago, Kalei HaKerem, according to some opinions, is only Midrabanan Bezman Hazeh, but it's still a stricter Isser because it's also Midrabanan. Because the Rebbeinu Peretz says that Ramey himself indeed would be machmer in the Shaila. And what Ramey is saying in this Gemara is that he's quoting the opinion of Rebbe Lezer. That's what Rebbe Lezer's opinion is, but he doesn't agree with Rebbe Lezer, and therefore it's not a issue. Of course, the big question that we need to understand when we speak about the opinion of Rebbe Lezer, Ramey, or whatever, is if we know for sure that the problematic figs are on the top of the barrel, how could anyone suggest that we should consider the ones that are on the bottom, that put them into the equation and use it to be bottle? So Tferes Yisrael uses the concept that we just mentioned a moment ago, that since we're speaking about Truma D'Rabbanan, and so by Truma D'Rabbanan, he says the whole halacha that we need this ratio of 100 to 1 is only a din drabonon. And now when we're talking about truma drabonon, we don't have to be so machmer. Another point that the Tzfas Emes wants to suggest, which is a very bechiddush, is that Tzfas Emes says that when we're learning now that we could take into consideration the ones on the bottom, it's not to mean that we leave it the way it is. And we have the ones on the bottom, and we have the ones on the top, and we count the ones on the bottom to come up with the shear. That is indeed a difficult concept to accept. Rather, the Tzfas Emes says, what Rebbe Lezer is telling us, and this is very inconsistent with what we're going to be learning in coming shiurim, because there's a concept of Eim Avatl Issel Chathchila. We're not allowed to do this. What the halacha allows us to do is mix the bottom with the top. And once I mix the bottom figs with the top figs, so obviously they're all part of the consideration, and then we'll be able to say bottle. So, of course, the problem with that pshat is that we have a rule of Eim Avatl Issel Chathchila. We're not allowed to do that. So for that, says the Sfas Emes, that given that Truma is the Rabbanon, so in the case of Truma the Rabbanon, Rabbi Lezer is going to be allow us to do Eim Avatl Issel Chathchila, which is, again, as I said, a very big chiddush. Rav Shua says, Im Meir Pumim, he says, since we know that the problematic figs are not on the bottom, we know that the problematic figs are only on the top, so therefore the halacha is we only take the ones on top into consideration. And therefore the halacha is going to be Im Yesh Meir Pumim, if there are 100 Pumim of a gulim, then Yalu will become bottle. Then laugh, but if there aren't that ratio, then the halacha is Hapumim Asurim, then they're all Asur. Hashulayim, but he does make a very important point. So he's saying we can't consider what's on the bottom. Why can we not consider what's on the bottom? Because you know that the problematic ones that are here, the problematic truma is not on bottom. But he says we also know, therefore, that what's on the bottom is not problematic. And therefore, what's ever on the bottom is mutter, because there's no question that there is no problematic truma on the bottom. Rabbi Yehuda has a different way of explaining the machlokes Rabbi Lezer Yeshua. Rabbi Lezer, im yesha mei pumim, if there's 100 pumim besides the ratio of 100 to 1, yalu. Then laugh, if not, then they're all, if we don't have, hapumim sumrim, then everything on the top is asur, and what's on the bottom is mutter. And Rabbi Shoimer, afil sheisham shlosh mei pumim. Even if we have a ratio of 300 pumim on the top that are chulin, and one, we have a ratio of 300 to 1, liyalu. He says, why? Because going back to what we've been discussing in our shiurim, since litra ketzias is something which is usually sold by piece, so he takes the opinion that since it's something that's usual, that's sold by piece, it never becomes bottle, even if we'll have a ratio of 300 to 1. Continues the Gemara, Dar Sabi Eagle. If it was put into the basket, we know that it's in the basket, but we don't know exactly where in the basket it is. Says the Gemara, Divri Hakol Yala V'Yala, that everybody will agree that it becomes bottle. And the reason to explain is that just like we know that when we spoke in our previous year about the various foods that were identified in our previous year, which are all choshev and don't become bottle, it's only when they're whole. But if they're broken up, if they're not shleimim, then the halacha is that they become bottle. And here too, once it was mixed together with all the other figs, it's like a broken piece of fruit that's not choshev anymore. Rav Asher Mafilu Ta'ima, even the Rabbanan who disagree with Rabbi Yeshua, and of the opinion that only something that's always sold, the aloch is that it's not bottle, that it depends. Here in our Mishnah, it won't become bottle. And there's a new reason to understand this. Because our Mishnah is speaking about animals. And as we discussed in our previous year, Balichayim, animals are choshev, and since Balichayim are choshev, the halacha teaches us that Balichayim are not bottle. So, therefore, as we learned in our shir yesterday, Vashar Niskal, for example, becomes mixed in a group of animals. The Shar Niskal doesn't become bottle because a Balichay is considered choshev. Says the Shulchan Aruch that even though, as we just said, a Baal Chai is choshev, but as we also just explained, that once it's slaughtered, it's not necessarily considered dove choshev. However, if we had a situation where an animal became mingled when it was a Baal Chai, when it was alive, it doesn't become batel even if somebody slaughtered all the animals and it no longer has the status of bal chai. And the reason for this is because, as we've said many times, there's a concept in halacha of em evatel es lechatchila. We're not allowed to nullify something deliberately. So just like we're not allowed to deliberately take something that's osur and throw it into a pot below the shear, that's em evatel es lechatchila, to go shech this animal that it shouldn't be bal chai anymore and therefore it become batel is a violation of em evatel es lechatchila. The Truma Sedeshin speaks about a case where one discovered his wheat to be infested with worms. He says, if all of the visibly affected wheat is removed, then whatever wheat is remaining can be ground and the flour may be used, because any remaining worms will usually flee the wheat when we put it into the grinder. And he says that even if some of the worms remain in the wheat, they're going to become batel when they're ground into the flour. And he says, grinding worms into flour is not considered a violation of Eim Evatlum Esel Chathila. Because he explains that Eim Evatlum Esel Chathila is only a concept when what I'm doing is to remove the Isser. But if I'm grinding wheat, and that's the way wheat is normally, what we normally do with wheat, the wheat is ground. Grinding is therefore not considered an act of bitlus l'chatchila. Something that you're going to do anyway is not considered bitlus l'chatchila. So ask Rabbi Akiva Eiger, according to what the Truma Sedeshin just taught us, he says, slaughtering an animal is what people do with animals. If the Truma Sedeshin says that anything that's done, which is just done normally, not done because you want to get rid of the Isser, is not in the category of Vatl Isla Chathila, so then why is this considered a problem? Because of this question, Rabbi Akiva Eiger says that Truma Sedeshin is only lenient in allowing the concept that we don't say Bitl Isla Chathila only in a case where we're not sure that there's Isser. So since we're not sure that there's Isser, and we're not doing what we're doing primarily to get rid of the Isser, so therefore it's not a violation of Atlas L'Chatchila. But when we're speaking about the Bal Chai that we spoke about before, that one of the Bal Chai, for whatever reason, is Usser, so we certainly have Isser here. And then to say a concept that Aim of Atlas L'Chatchila is only used when I'm doing it, that Aim of Atlas L'Chatchila is not applicable when I'm doing something that I always do, that's not something that is acceptable. As we begin the next piece of Gemara, we know the Torah HaKadoshah says, Achi Rabim Lahatis. We always follow the majority. But when we apply the concept of Achi Rabim Lahatis, there's more than one way to understand the concept of Achi Rabim Lahatis. Achi Rabim Lahatis means that when we have a mixture and we look at what's derived to decide, then there's another concept of Achi Rabim Lahatis, and that is the concept of Kol D'Porush Meruba Porush. If we have a number of things going on, and we don't know this thing that's in front of us from where did we come, there we have the concept of Kol D'Porush Meruba Porush. All these halachas that we've been learning, and we mentioned them in our previous year already as well, Davish Abaminyan, Beria, Bal Chai, are all facts that we take into consideration when we speak about Taruvis. And do we say bottle or not? But the concept of Kol D'Porush Merubi Porush is different, and there we say it, and all these rules that we don't say bittel by Bal Chai, by Beria, are not applicable. The halacha, however, is that even though we just said that the Torah tells us Achi Rabim Lahatis, and we look at the Roif, that there's another new concept which we're going to be working with in Mitzvah Shem and our Shia today, called Kol Kavu Kamechza Mechzadami. The place where the Torah teaches us this halacha is when we have a group of 10 people, 9 Jews and 1 non-Jew, and somebody threw a stone into that group, and one of them died. And the person that died was a Jew. So the halacha should say that this person who threw the stone is a murderer. Kol kavua kemechza mechza dami teaches us that every person who's there is considered like 50%. So even though it's a Roy of Yehudim, we don't follow the Roy of Yehudim, but rather we say it's 50-50, and we don't accept the concept. We don't say that we follow the Roy, and the Roy of the people standing there were Jewish. The other place where this comes up so much is when you have a neighborhood that has 10 stores, 9 are kosher and 1 is not. And somebody walked into one of the stores and bought meat. And now he doesn't recall, did he buy the meat in the kosher store, did he buy the meat in the non-kosher store? So if we follow Roiv, as we just said, 9 are kosher, 1 is not. There is a consideration, which we're not going to speak about now, is when we say that we look at the 9 stores and the 1 store, doesn't mean that each one of the stores each sells the same amount of meat. Or do we take in consideration that let's say 1 store is kosher and the other 9 are not, or vice versa, but that 1 store sells more meat than all the other 9 combined. Do we take that into consideration or not? But that's not what's relevant to our shiur. We learn here, kol kavua kemechza mechza dami, and even though it's 9 kosher or 1 non-kosher, kol kavua kemechza mechza dami teaches us that we have to consider as if it's a 50-50 situation and we can't be lenient. What is called the parash merubah parash say? That if we have a piece of meat that we find here, and now we have to decide, did that meat come from the kosher store and it's kosher, or did the meat come from the non-kosher store and it's not kosher, call the parish the merubah parish. We assume that it came from the majority of stores, and therefore, since we assume that it's coming from the non-kosher store, since it's coming from the roiv, we look at what the roiv was. So therefore, ask the Gemara. In our Mishnah, when we had the mixture that we discussed in our Mishnah, the Mishnah said that we have to let all the animals die, we have to redeem them. But ask the Gemara, why not? Why don't we just take one animal out of this mixture, the namer, and then say, call the parish, beruba parish, and say that that's the animal that's the non-kosher animal. Since as we explained in our Mishnah, the case of a Mishnah is that one non-kosher animal got mixed with many, one animal that can't be brought as a carbon got mixed with many animals that can be brought as a carbon. Why don't we say, call the parish, Ruba parish. Ask the Gemara, Nimshach, why would that be okay? Havle kavua. But when we had all these animals together, doesn't that create a situation of kavua? And we just finished explaining quite extensively that kol kavua kemechza mechza dami, and why can we be lenient? So Taisus in Masech Techulin asks a question that we just established, that there's a rule of kol kavua kemechza mechza dami, and there's a rule of bittel beroiv, and we gave sources midaraisa for both of these rules. But ask Tosfos, how could these two rules be consistent with each other? They sort of contradict each other. If we say kol kavua, so we don't follow the roiv. And if we say akiram lahatos, then we follow the roiv. Says the Gemara, says Tosfos, that when do we say kol kavua kemechza mechza dami? It's only when the iser has its own place. Like, we spoke about the stores. There are 9 kosher stores. There's 1 non-kosher store. And now we know, so there we say, kol kavua kemechza mechza dami. However, in a case, because each store was clearly identifiable. However, in a case where it's not identifiable, so there we say that we go basaroiv. And actually, what I think Tosfos means to say is that's really the reason of kol deparish meruba parish. Because what kol deparish meruba parish means is that we're not able to follow the kavua, because by being parish, you've broken the roif. The Sefer Rosh David says that Mordechai repeated to Achashverosh, Yeshnam am echad mefuzim aforet. The what was Mordechai trying to say with this Tachashverosh? He says, I'm going to make a argument that when the Raisa, they should be chayiv to be killed. First of all, he said that they're Am Echad. They're only one small nation amongst all the nation. And Achiram Lahatis. So, you'll argue, said Muhammad Achashverosh, that Kol Kavu Kamachza Machzadami. He says, that's only when they were Netz Yisrael. So we had our place in Netz Yisrael, and we said Kol Kavu Kamachza Machzadami. But now that they're all scattered around the world, so they're not kavua. And if they're not kavua, the halacha is that we should follow the roiv. But and that's why he said that they should be eliminated. They should not have the right to be their own people, and remain separate. The Sefer Yisroch Moshe, in explaining the concept of Kol Kavu Kamechzem Machzadami, says that when do we say as we just learned, that there's no concept of Kol Kavu Kamechzem Machzadami when we're not in our original place, we're Parish. However, the Yisroch Moshe says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Avraham Avinu, V'eschel Koy Godl. What did HaKadosh Baruch Hu mean by saying V'eschel Koy Godl? That all the rules of Bittul will not apply because Klal Yisrael is so unique because we're Mechza Mechzadami. And I saw that Emory Emes takes this concept a step further. He says the point being that because we are connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so when we speak about others, so there's Roiv and there's Miut, but we are connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu can never become Batul. And that's why there's no concern of Kol Kavu, there's no concern Kavu Machzem Machzadami. Another pshat I saw is, when do we have all these discussions of Kol Kavu Machzem Machzadami, called the Parish, Meruba Parish? That's only in a case where there's a question. So the question is, do we follow, what do we do? But in a place where there's no question, so we don't apply all of these concepts. There is no question that we are following the Dvar Hashem. And since we're following the Dvar Hashem, so then the halacha is that there's no question. And if there's no question, there's no room for the discussion of Kavua or Roiv or Batul. Of course, we just do what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to do. Ella, says the Gemara, the Gemara's question is, if there's Kavua, we can't rely on Batul B'Roiv. Says the Gemara, there's a different way to understand the Gemara. What we should do is, Nakbashinu the Naidi, let's force them to move the Neymar, and once we get them to move, we'll say call the parish, then we'll apply the concept of call the parish, Meruba parish. So how do we understand the Gemara? What's the Gemara's new question? There, in the first case, where he took an animal out, there we can't say Kol the Parish Meruba Parish. Why can we say that? It goes back to what we said a few moments ago. Just like in the case where somebody walked into one of the stores, 9 kosher, 1 not kosher, and now he doesn't remember which store he walked into. So now he went to the store and he's now standing outside the store. Since now he's standing outside the store, so why don't we say Kol the Parish Meruba Parish? The answer is because the suffix was not noiled. The suffix was not created when he's standing outside the store. The suffix was created when he was in the store, and now he just doesn't remember, which is a situation of kavua, and now he doesn't remember which store he went into. What the Gemara is now saying is not that we should have a case where he's pulling one animal out. If he's pulling one animal out, Kol Kavu Kamechza Machzadami will say that that's not going to help. What's going to happen is when one of the animals walks out by itself, even if he sort of makes a walk out. So when was the Shaila created? The Shaila was only created when the animal walked out. Since the animal walked out on its own, now we have a situation, indeed, of called the parish, Meruba parish, and why can't we rely on that? Answers, the Gemara Amar Rava, answers Rava, that indeed, if we would follow the concept of called the parish, Meruba parish, we ought to be lenient. The reason we're not lenient is for a different reason. Shema Yivaya Sar Kahanim, we need to be concerned that maybe 10 Kahanim are going to come to do avoid the Babas Achas, and via krivu, they're going to bring all the animals at the same time. And at this point, that we have to be concerned that there's a non-acceptable animal on together with them. And therefore, we can't allow this to happen. So the Mefarshim ask, but the shechita is not what makes the animal kosher. What makes the problem? The problem is the zrikas adam. And the zrikas adam is not happening here. So they explain there's another problem, and that is we're not allowed to shecht chulin bazaro. And since when we have so many animals, there's invariably some chulin here, some animals that may not be slaughtered there. So that's why this is not a good option. Amalehu rabbanan rabbanan ela me'ata. If you're going to say about this, if you're going to suggest that this is a legitimate concern. So therefore, ask the Mamagis Asira, if they took out something from a group, if something went out from the group, that was saying, under these circumstances, the concept of called the parish, Meruba parish, and it was put into to the bowl of blood. So now when that animal walked down on itself, we're saying that that blood is kosher. Then the question is, once it's mutter, because we apply the concept of called the parish and Meruba parish, how could something that becomes mutter now becomes usur? So this is the opening to a very important discussion. When something becomes mutter because of bittul, does it mean that it remains mutter forever, even when the circumstances change? Or that when the circumstances change, the bittul falls away? And in fact, the Gemara says, "Mishum Shem Yivaya Sarakad Basakas V'yichu." We have to be concerned they're going to take all the animals at the same time. And the way the Gemara to be understood is that bittul is not something that changes the reality. The reality is the reality. What bittul accomplishes is that when we have a circumstance of bittul, we can rely on bittul. But once we don't have bittul, once we don't have the circumstance of bittul, we can't rely on it. Ask the Gemara, Basar Kadam asks me, Afshar, how is that possible that they should all be tekanim at the same time? Ela Amar Rava says, Rava, the reason Chazal made the concern is Shem Kavua. Indeed, says the Gemara, if all the animals would have gone out by themselves, there might not be a reason to be Machmer. But the reason we're being Machmer in this case, suggests the Gemara, is because we're only going to be lenient when we apply the concept of the called the parish, Meruba parish. But if somebody took an animal from the group, there we have the problem of kavua. So since we have to be concerned that somebody's going to take the animals out of the group, Chazal were never lenient, even when it's a case of, even when it turns out to be a case of Ein Mevatel Issa Midrabbanan. Amarav Hashtad Amarabonim says the Gemara, Nana Chazal taught us that if a Chatas HaMesa or a Shar HaNiskel got mixed up together with other animals, the Loch is no Nikrev, then the Loch is the we're not allowed to be Makrev any of these Kabanas. E Makrev, if somebody brought all these Kabanas, Loi Matzi. You're going to have to bring other Kabanas, it won't be even acceptable B'diyevit. Ask the Gemara, go back, we mentioned in previous Shurim, the case of Masech Tekinim, where the Torah speaks about a certain individual, Azov Yeledes, that they have to bring two kabanas, two birds. One bird is brought as a Eilus Oif, and one bird is brought as a Chatas Oif. The halach is that, as we discussed quite extensively, that the Zrik Saddam of a Karm Chatas is very different than the Zrikas Adam of a carbon oilosoif. The oilosoif is the zrika is on the upper half of the mizbeach. The chatas oif is done on the lower half of the mizbeach. And if somebody didn't do it properly, the carbon is pasul. So now we learn in the Mishnah in Masech Tekinim, Perak Aleph, Mishnah Aleph, Mishnah Beis, where the Mishnah talks chatas shenis arva ba'ayla, chatas oif that got mixed up with oila soif. Vice versa. Even if the ratio is 10,000 to 1, the halacha is Yemusa Kulam. Because, going back to what we're discussing now, Shiurim, these are living birds. Living birds are Chashiv, and they never become bottle. And therefore, since they never become bottle, we cannot do anything here. Continues the Mishnah there teaching us. B'madvar Amurim, where was that said? B'koyin Shenimach. If this happened, that the Chatas Oif and the Oilas Oif got mingled together, the Kohen doesn't know what to do. He comes to ask us a question. We tell him, there's nothing we could do to help you. Abba Kohen animal. For the Kohen didn't ask any question. And Asun Lamala, he did all the birds on the upper half of the Mizbeach. The Loch is Mechza Kosher, Mechza Pasul. The ones that are Oila are Kosher, and the ones that are Chatas are Pasul. If they were all done on Lamata, on the bottom half of the Mizbeach, so since we know half of these birds are chatas and half of these birds are oilo, so machza kosher, the ones that are chatas birds are great. The ones that are oilo birds are posel. If he did achas lamata v'achas lamala, he took one of the birds and did it on the bottom half and one on the upper half, shneim psulus. Shaniyomer, we have to be concerned, chatas krev lamala. What ended up happening here was that the chatas was brought on the upper half. We need to be concerned. And the oila was the one that was brought on the bottom half. So we see from here a new halacha. If the Kohen would have asked us what to do, we would tell him to do nothing. He would have to dispose of all the birds because we don't know which is which. But if the Kohen did not ask us what to do, the halacha is that the evidence at least 50 birds are acceptable. So why in our Mishnah, when we have indeed one non-kosher animal, one non-acceptable animal, getting mixed up with all the acceptable animals, why don't we take the position that they're the ones that are good, but the evet are acceptable? Amalei, he says, Hakamanda Amar, this Mishnah, our Mishnah is following the opinion of Baal Chaim Nidochim. For Ha, Kamanda Amar Baal Chaim and Nidochim. He says, the difference between our Mishnah and the Mishnah Masechta Kinim is that we've spoken a number of times, we still will speak in Mitzvah Shem. The concept of Baal Chaim, Nidochim, is a live animal that becomes unusable, remain unusable forever. The Tan of our Mishnah says that Baal Chaim Nidochim, if you take the approach that Baal Chaim Nidochim, so then the animal became disqualified. And therefore, if even afterwards something happened that would not make it disqualified, because he took and brought all the kabbanis, once they become disqualified, they're disqualified. Whereas the Mishnah Masech Tekinim does not subscribe to the concept of Baal Chaim Nidochim. Says the Gemara, Harei Shchutim, but when we speak about animals that were slaughtered, the Kul Amma Nidochim. There's a question if a live animal becomes Nidochim. But the animal that was slaughtered, everybody agrees, we say that if they would nitcha, they remain permanently disqualified. But Tanan Reb Elezer Omer, im karva roish al echmehem, if we have a situation that we're going to learn on Daf Ayin Zayin, where the limbs of animals that are balmum got mixed up with limbs of animals that are healthy animals, so the halacha is that we're not allowed to bring any of those animals on the Mizbeach, because we have balmum Avram here. And the halacha there is taught us, Reb Elezer Omer, and Karav Haroi Shalach Mehem, if one of them was brought, which should not have happened, the halacha assumes that that was the problematic one, and now we can bring all the rest. But if they were nitcha, how could we bring the rest? Answers the Gemara, that Mishnah is following the opinion of Chanan HaMitzri. Hu Damaka Chanan HaMitzri, the Tanya Chanan HaMitzri, Omer Afilu, Dam Bekois, this goes back to Yom Kippur. We know that in Yom Kippur, we have to bring two seerim. One is a seer l'Hashem, and one is seer l'Azazel. Then we shech the seer l'Hashem, and after they shechted that sar l'Hashem, you have the blood of that carbon ready in a cup, and the sar l'Azazel dies. So there's a machlokes, Masechta Yuma, what should be done? One opinion holds that we have to bring a whole new pair, because this blood of the sar l'Hashem got disqualified, because it doesn't have its peer of Sar l'Hashem available, and therefore we have to bring a whole new peer. Chanan Mitzri says that this blood, after we'll bring a new Sar l'Azazel, this blood of the Sar l'Hashem will be used. So we see that even though Shechita took place, and we have this blood, and this blood certainly is temporarily not usable, the reason it's not usable is because it became disqualified, it's not usable because it became disqualified because of the lack of a partner. Once we'll find a partner, it doesn't make a difference that it was nitcha, it was previously nitcha. Clearly, we see from here that Chanan HaMitzri doesn't follow the does not have the concern of nidachim. If he doesn't have the concern of nidachim, over here also, even though these animals, before the person took them and put them all on the Mizbeach, he shouldn't have. They don't fall into the category. But if they did, we learn that it's okay because he doesn't follow the concept of something that's dochi, remains permanently dochi.